Back to John London, the voice of the faithful, Greg Papa.
I love it when you call me Greg Papa.
They're Papa and Lund on both sides of your dial. KNBR 104.5 and 680. The sports leader.
What's happening? Thanks for joining us. Happy Friday. The poll is up. We'll talk to you about it after we speak to Marty Lurie. By the way, I spent the break. They're saying that in the 2010 game, and they continue, this is out of the LA Times, they continue to point to Rule 8.06. And they're saying
which validates 5.10, John. They admitted they made a mistake.
Right, that's what they said. In 2010, they actually admitted they made a mistake. So,
and they did it in 2006.
It was applied correctly last night. It wasn't applied correctly in 2010.
Right.
That's what it sounds like
to me. So Bochy didn't know the rule then. McClellan didn't know the rule then. And yeah. Grady Little didn't know the rule then. Did Marty Lurie know the rule then? And does he know it now?
Now I know it.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Now I know it. You ought to be part of the government, Pop.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to do that. So just this application of the rule, then we'll get into all the game and what's going on with the Brewers and Cardinals. And good morning to you, by the way, Marty. And so going back, I mean, did they misapply it years ago in 2010? I mean, Bochy kind of got a fast one on Mattingly, but by the rule book, it shouldn't have been that way. Broxton should have been forced, actually, not forced to leave the game, but forced to stay in the game. Now, that's not going to get Kapler off the hook for what he did, because that's a whole separate mistake, and we're not saying he wasn't culpable. That was an error. But if you want to say, well, he doesn't know the rule, well, technically, you know, Bochy, McClellan, Grady Little, great baseball minds, didn't know the rule back then either.
Well, it came up, you know, that wasn't the first rodeo for Tim McClelland. He was part of the George Brett Pine Tar bat. He's the guy who threw the bat out of the game, and that thing got reversed. He also missed the Joe Mauer hit down the line that really led to replay. So for Tim McClelland, you know, he made a mistake. But clearly, the issue for me, and you've touched on it, is the communication in the dugout. And that's the biggest problem. Kapler can take full responsibility, which he has to, but you've got a bench coach who's a new man, you've got a pitching coach who's new, and you've got Kapler reacting and jumping around like crazy, and that's part of the communication of the coaching staff. That's really the issue for me.
Well, and you just pointed this out. I mean, you got a coaching staff that is extremely young. Ron Wotus is there, but he's not your bench coach. And like you said, they made a mistake, and it looks bad. As far as the game is concerned, the I guess irony in this whole thing was the game was decided by that point anyway. I understand why people are pointing it out, but it was actually Tyler Rogers struggled after coming back out, and that's what led him to the loss.
Yeah, they brought him back for a second inning. He had a very easy ninth inning. He really did, just a few pitches in the ninth inning. And look, you know, they're using the heck out of this guy. I think that was his fifth appearance in seven games. And, you know, you don't have a Bumgarner. You don't have a guy who can, you know, give you seven innings once in a while. So the bullpen is going to be used a lot. But bringing him out for the next inning was not the end of the world. The big issue for Tyler Rogers is his location right now. And Pop brought up a great point, and I don't know the answer to it, and that is where Donovan Solano was playing with first and second and Tommy Pham up. There have only been seven bunts in all of Major League Baseball the whole year. And, you know, with Pham, they're not going to bunt, but who knows what they're going to do. It's a new situation. And he just muscled the ball up the middle, and then things took off from there. So I'd like to get the explanation from Kai Correa or whoever set the defense as to what they were thinking about, because I think that really got the inning rolling for the Padres.
Well, when you bring on the professor, Ron Wotus, over the weekend, I'll be listening. And I've been texting him with Wody. I think he heard what I was saying in the beginning of the show, or 10:15. I think they were misaligned. I think they wanted them at double play depth. But just the overall concept, because I think Tyler Rogers' stuff was fine in the 10th. It's just you're playing the infield in. And both of the balls that got passed would have been fielded by the infield had you been at double play depth or deeper. But you play the infield in, you know, it raises the batting average 100 points of these hitters, and you're talking the middle of the order. But just the concept of the extra innings, Marty, and whether you play for a single run, whether you play for the crooked number, whether you're the visiting team or the home team, just what are your thoughts about this minor league aspect of baseball that's been brought into our our COVID baseball season of 2020?
Well, this is what we have. Look, we've got seven-inning doubleheaders starting this weekend, if everything goes according to what they say on Sunday. So how about that? But this is part of baseball of 2020, and I think it's like pro football. You better score. You better score. Now, the Giants had Duggar going to second base to run. They had the top of the order, which the top of the order has just been outstanding. The top three were 7 for 14 last night, a 5-run scored, 4 RBI. So you knew the Giants were going to, you know, have a shot at doing something. So I think if you're the visiting team, knowing what's coming in the bottom in the inning, you better get a run or two on the board. So I think it just depends where you are in your lineup and what you can do. But you got to score. But apparently they don't want to bunt. They don't want to give up the bunt. 7 bunts in all of Major League Baseball. And that's in every inning. And probably most of those probably are in the extra inning.
Marty Lurie is joining us. The Giants lose 12-7. They got the Rangers coming in. We'll get into that in a minute. All right, so we do a poll on Fridays, and you're the perfect guy to ask. So okay. Mike Hohler asks in a Hohler's Big Poll today, which of the new rule changes do you hate the most? So runner at second and extras.
That's a little leading.
Hate. Runner at second and extras.
I like them all.
DH in the NL, reliever, the 3-batter minimum, or 7-inning doubleheaders. Which do you hate the most?
I like the peanut butter and jelly. Was that last week? Is that last week's question?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
All right.
I have no idea.
Fluffernutter
for breakfast.
I voted Fluffernutter.
No idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was a better poll. They're all silly, you know, in some respect, really. I think it's the 3-batter minimum. It takes it away from the manager to manage a game. Everything else is sort of to streamline the game a little bit. The DH they needed so that, you know, they could protect players. I don't know, the extra inning thing, so you don't have long games, you're not at the park forever. But I think the 3-batter minimum changes what a manager can do, and I think that's the one I could do without.
All right, just going back to Cap for a minute, because you and I text often when you're on the air, when you're off the air, and we're watching the game together, and I like him a lot. I like his intellect. I like the way he thinks differently. I still want to see if he can actually manage a game. You know, maybe he's Jerry West. You know, maybe he should be a GM or an executive and not be a coach or a manager. Maybe ultimately, but I think he needs to be in the game. He's smart. But you've been, I'm not going to say critical, but you have been not willing to embrace some of the out-of-box thinking. Now, some of it may just be, Marty, a product of a shortened spring, and these guys don't have enough arm strength. But you point to other pitchers in baseball that are going deeper as starters. Just give me your thoughts overall on what you've seen from Gabe Kapler as the Giants manager the first week plus of his run here.
Well, I like the energy. I think the issue is handling the veterans and especially the pitching. And, you know, for a new manager to come in and, he's managed 2 years in Philly with trouble, and he comes in here and right away the first weekend he's got pitchers complaining about how they're being used, and he falls back on, well, we're all going to communicate. Jalen Davis gets sent down to Sacramento. Don't worry. We'll communicate with you. I think the communication thing is a little overblown. But what I do like about him this week, I really feel he's handled the bullpen pretty well this week with the long relievers. They just don't have guys who are going to go deep in the game. And the long relievers have generally kept him in the game. And look, they've had a good week of baseball, really. It's been exciting. So I like the way he's handled the bullpen. I think at some point you have to lengthen the leash on the starting pitching because you can't run these guys in here every single night, 4 or 5 of them. I don't care how many pitchers you have, even in a 60-game season. I like the aggressiveness. I know he pinch hit for Crawford. He did a lot of pinch hitting last night. I thought maybe Heinemann should have been pinch hit for. He burned Dubon. You know, he didn't have to put him in at a certain point. But he's been aggressive, and it's different than Bochy, and I like it. Slater got on the other day, and in the 8th inning, 6-6, he sent him, you know, steal second base. I thought that was pretty good. So, in general, I thought he had a good week. And the thing last night, I think, was just the inexperience in the dugout. I really do. And that's part of what he's got to get over. Just relax. Let the game come to him. You don't have to make a million moves, even though everything is scripted. So I think he's had a pretty good first week, but it shows he concentrates on communication, and I think that's something that can be overblown for him. Just manage the game.
Marty Lurie is joining us. The Giants lose last night in extra innings, 12-7 to the Padres. You saw Darton Varsho, the catcher for Arizona, come up. Nick Madrigal, it was just announced. Jeff Passan said he's going to come up with the White Sox. We're starting to see the young guys come up. When do you expect to see Joey Bart?
Well, I think it should be any time. Obviously, you know, they need that extra hitter. You know, you get past the first three, and then there's trouble. But, you know, you got to give Longoria and Belt a chance to kind of work their way into it. I would think the road trip is coming up. It's a long road trip. I think at some point during, if everyone stays safe and we still have baseball in the road trip starting next week, I think during this road trip we'll see Joey Bart.
Speaking of which, Brewers, Cardinals, two Cardinals tested positive today. They banged that game, but they are going to play tomorrow, and they're going to play a doubleheader on Sunday. But right now we have three games not getting played in Major League Baseball tonight. We have teams impacted. You and I text a lot. I listen to you all the time. Philosophically, Marty, should we be playing baseball? Not, you know, can we, will we? Time will tell what this virus does. But is it in the nation's best interest in the middle of this pandemic where over 150,000 Americans have died to even be playing at all?
Well, I think it's early to say that. I think the protocols and everything they've done are so strict, and they're trying to adhere and be a good example to the rest of the country. Look, if the rest of the country took a look at Major League Baseball with the masks and the way they isolate and social distance and the dugouts and whatever is going on, if the rest of the country looked at baseball and said, you know, boy, if we did this, maybe we could contain this virus. So I think baseball is doing something proper, but I think it's early. And I think the problem is when you go on the road, you've got cab drivers, you've got hotel workers, as you point out, you've got all sorts of challenges for the ball players. And I think that's where we're going to go. So if you have a few more of these outbreaks and you lose your competitive team and you're playing doubleheaders all over the place, it sort of becomes counterproductive. But right now, I think baseball is a good example for the country. If the country would listen to baseball and do what baseball's doing, maybe we'd get a handle on this thing.
Marty, great stuff as always, man. We look forward to hearing you this weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a good day.